In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. The state law that was invoked by Governor Whitmer to enact COVID-19 restrictions last year has been killed by the Michigan legislature. The State House on Wednesday voted to give final approval to the Unlock Michigan Citizens Initiative, and Whitmer is powerless to veto the bill. A group that organized the ballot drive is now targeting a different law that enabled her administration to keep restrictions intact. Voting along with the majority in the Michigan House on Wednesday was State Representative Beth Griffin of Mattawan. She says no one person should have the kind of unilateral, unchecked power that the governor had during much of the pandemic. Removing this law from the books will go a long way towards ensuring the people have a voice when finding solutions to future emergencies in the state of Michigan. More winners of the My Shot to Win COVID-19 sweepstakes have been announced, including the first $1 million winner. Speaking on Wednesday, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist thanked those who have done their part to end the pandemic.
Almost 63%, more than 5 million Michiganders have gotten at least their first shot. And our goal is to have at least 70% of Michiganders 16 and up get fully vaccinated.
Gilchrist was joined by Michigan native and actor-comedian Tim Meadows to announce the first $1 million winner as LaTonda Anderson of Grand Blanc. She was asked what she'll do with the money.
First thing I must say is I am a believer, a woman of faith, so I definitely will be giving back my tithes and my offerings. I will be first.
Anderson, an account manager, says she'd also pay off her daughter's student loans. Winners of $50,000 prizes were also announced. They went to a Madison Heights woman and a Rockford man. The state's giving out $50,000 each day in July to one person who got their shot on the corresponding day. It's also giving out scholarships and a $2 million prize. And the $1 million prize was just announced. We're not buckling up like we used to. Kendall Wingrove of the Michigan Office of Highway Safety Planning says seatbelt use has slipped significantly over the past 2 years.
The seatbelt compliance numbers are moving in the wrong direction. Back in 2019, our seatbelt compliance rate was 94.4%. In 2021, that has dipped to 92.6%.
Wingrove says each 1% drop in seatbelt use can be linked to 10 fatalities. The state is going to begin an education campaign to get more people to buckle up that will be followed by increased enforcement. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.